what's going on, everyone. Before we get into our conversation, I want to let you know this podcast is sponsored by BetRivers.com. BetRivers.com, the best place for all your sports gambling needs. Also, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. You can also watch all of these episodes on the Field of 68 YouTube channel. Now, let's get into our conversation. Hey, what's going on, everyone? This is Eric Devendorf, your host of the Scores Table Podcast. Now, today, we're going to mix it up a little bit, but we're still going to keep it Syracuse. So we still got Cuse ties in the building. So first off, let me give a little rundown of who's on. He was born in Titusville, Florida, grew up in Syracuse, New York, star running back at Onondaga Central High School. His senior year, he was the Gatorade State Player of the Year in New York. He then went on to play 4 years at University of Central Florida out of Orlando, where he rushed for over 2,400 yards. And then he ended up getting drafted in the 2013 NFL draft by the Oakland Raiders. He is currently in the NFL, and he's played 8 seasons with Baltimore right now, Vikings, Saints, and we mentioned Oakland. He grew up a big-time Syracuse fan, and I really appreciate him coming on the podcast. My guy, Latavius Murray. Appreciate you coming on, bro.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So let's start last week, man, at the game. I know it was a tough loss to the Steelers, but you ran for 150 yards, scored a touchdown, 16 carries. It kind of looked like you had those young legs back going.
Yeah, it felt good. Definitely, try to go in that game and get a win. Obviously, we had a chance to try and make the playoffs. Hopefully, if the scenario had happened and worked for us. But man, didn't find a way to win. You know, we had a lot of injuries this year, a lot of things, you know, that just kind of went against us, man. So disappointing way to end the season, but I definitely just, you know, wanted to go out there and finish strong.
Yeah, you absolutely did that. So let's talk about Cuse. Growing up in the Cuse, we talked about you were born in Florida, but you grew up in Syracuse. I mean, I guess when did you really know that football was kind of your passion and that's what you were going to pursue?
I started playing football when I was in third grade, and I love football. I love basketball. At the time, I didn't know which one I kind of was going to choose. And I think it wasn't really until high school when football started, you know, it gave me the opportunity, like, man, okay, I might be going to school playing, you know, scholarship, full ride. And so I even had to just be like, look, I know, you know, I love basketball and it was my first love, but, you know, you got an opportunity here to, go to school for free. So, you know, for me, that was it. But I loved them both. Loved football young. And, you know, obviously it's changed my life.
So I guess what was your most memorable high school football game growing up?
Most memorable.
You had a lot of shit.
Had a lot. We was balling. But, probably – we went into my senior year. We played Ludden.
Okay.
And I just remember that game just being a back and forth, like just a battle, man. Just a battle. They were up, we were down. We came back and we ended up pulling that one off. But just the first game of the year, senior year, just a lot of excitement. And just for us to pull that win off, I remember that. And, I just had a good game, defense and offense. So just a complete game for me. Definitely was a fun game, too, especially it being versus Ludden, and we don't usually play them.
So because you mentioned you played offense and defense, but you ended up being recruited as a running back, though, going to college, right?
Yeah, recruited for a running back and defense. So Boston College and Maryland were two teams that wanted me for linebacker. The three others, UConn, Syracuse, and UCF, was going to let me play running back. And I wanted to run the rock, man. I wanted to score touchdowns. I wanted all that. So I was like, man, I'm not switching over to defense.
You think if you would have went that defensive route, it would have been a different path in your career? Or you wasn't even thinking like that? It wasn't even something you was contemplating?
At the time, I definitely wasn't thinking about it. But if I look back and think about it, and knowing what I know now, I mean, who knows how, you know, my career would have played out defensively, just because, you know, I had the size, I had the speed, being able to pick up the game, being smart. So who knows? Defensively, could have been even better.
Nah, look, it worked out, man. It worked out. You 8 seasons deep right now, and you got some really good numbers. Over almost 5,400 yards rushing in your career. That's not bad. So you mentioned you were a Cuse fan growing up. You played hoops growing up, and you had a scholarship offer from Cuse.
Yep.
Going in your senior year. So why? Mm-hmm. You know, why the move down to Orlando? Obviously, I get the weather change and all that, but why wouldn't you want to stay home and kind of be that hometown hero, I guess, and then be the star running back, you know, right in your hometown?
Yeah, so just for me at the time, I think I knew I needed a change. I think I wanted a change. Like, you know, grew up a Cuse fan, man. I still love it, right? Like, that's the team, especially when you from there, so. Yeah. But I think just for me, I just wanted something different. I wanted to get outside of Syracuse and go someplace and just kind of, you know, grow and learn just as a young kid. And UCF was a school at the time that was up and coming. It didn't have the history that Syracuse had. So I also wanted to be a part of something brand new and build tradition. And we was able to do that. So
that was important for you kind of to start your own, start your own path, obviously, but then build like that, help build that program from the ground up.
Most definitely. And if you know, from the time that I got there to what it is now, you know, going through a few conferences, just getting accepted into the Big 12, you know, undefeated seasons, playing in, big bowl games, man. That's what it was about. That's what I envisioned, or I hope would happen.
So you commit to UFC or UCF down in Orlando. You get out of this cold ass weather. You get to some warm ass weather down there. How did those 4 years down there really help you and prepare you, for your NFL journey now?
Yeah, I think. Down in UCF, I was, I learned, I think really that's where I really first, I felt, became a pro. Preparation, strength and conditioning program, everything. I had a tough coach under George O'Leary, and I really learned how to become a pro, learn how to work, learn how to prepare for the game. And I think all those things helped me, like, once I got to the league. So as a player, I grew. And then just as a person, as a man, those years really just turned me into who I am now.
Was there like a moment in your college career or like a game when you were like, yeah, I'm ready. Like, I'm ready for that next level. I'm ready to take that step.
Yeah, it was. We played in 2010. We played Georgia in the Liberty Bowl. And I think I was a junior, but like maybe a redshirt sophomore. And I think when I realized the kind of, having success towards the end of that year, going into that bowl game and winning, that's when I think I even had the confidence, like, man, I could play, play with the best of them, team schools like Georgia. And, I think I can go on to the league and play. And I think that's when I first really got the confidence that I can possibly play at the next level.
Let me tell you guys a little bit about our partners over at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. If you haven't signed up with Bet Rivers yet, now's the time, because they are offering a $250 match bonus for your first deposit. But what sets them apart is that they require just one playthrough to turn your bonus into cash money. With their new Rush Pay Instant Approval, withdrawing your winnings is safer, more secure, and more reliable. With basketball season right around the corner, there's never been a better time to get in on the action by going to BetRivers.com today or downloading the BetRivers iOS app. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call telephone number 1-800-GAMBLER. So I mentioned earlier you got over almost 5,500 career rushing yards at Central Florida, had a great career, MVP of the Liberty Bowl. I think you mentioned, I think that was your redshirt sophomore year that you got that MVP. So you're making a name for yourself early. And then 2013 comes around, you get drafted by the Oakland Raiders. I mean, you grew up in Cuse. Not a lot of people out of Cuse, you know, make it to the NFL, let alone just like a professional sport. You know what I mean? So to be able to go through all that, be the star running back in Cuse, go down to Florida, and then get drafted, you know, by the Oakland Raiders. What was that like? You know, what did that mean to you and your family?
Yeah, it was you know, like you said, it really was a dream come true. It still feel that way, man. Like, because, and I'm not sure if it's just coming from Syracuse that it's any different from any other place, but you know, when I was growing up, man, I didn't envision not, you know, any of this. I didn't envision the league, and you know, I just, you know, I was in the moment, balling, playing. You know, I grew up watching y'all. I looked up to y'all. So,
yeah.
So, you know, just was crazy, man. Just blessed. I wanted to hear my name called, you know, on that day. That's it. I didn't care where it was. You know what I mean? Like, I don't remember what the conversation went like. I told them I went black when they said, "Hey, look, we're gonna put your name in." Cool. Where are we going? I don't even know who this is. So it was everything, man. Dream come true. You know, I'll never forget that day. And I was back home in Nedro.
Yeah. Oh, so that made it even better. Back home in the Cuse with the fam.
Even better. Sitting on the couch, man. Like where it all started.
And that's funny that you mentioned you used to watch us growing up, because you actually used to, you and your bro used to come, and Tez used to come up to Manly Fieldhouse and play.
Yeah.
You know, pickup in the summertime. So that's kind of where we met each other first. And I just remember, man, young athletic bulldog out there. But, you know, at the time we ain't know it was going to be a, you know, starting running back in the NFL. But I remember those times, bro, we was competing and getting up and down in Manly, the old Manly. People don't know about that old Manly where we let the garage open right there, and people would just walk right through. No, yeah. Those were some good times, man.
Yeah. We had that time where, again, we already clowned about it, but it was a time where we let that garage open and we couldn't even get the lights on to work. I don't know if you remember that. And we just played 2-on-2 basically in the dark, but we let the light come through. But that was what it was about, man. You know what I mean? Young, just trying to grind and get it in, man. That's it.
Yeah, no doubt. And you mentioned, you know, being at home, being with your family, and now having been, you know, in the NFL for what, 8 years? I think it is 8 seasons.
This was nine. This is nine.
Nine seasons. Sorry, nine seasons. Well, I guess during that time in the NFL, what was kind of your welcome to the NFL moment?
Let's see. Probably it was, I remember just one day in practice, and
who was it with? Who were you playing with?
I was with Oakland. I was, and this was my first training camp.
Yeah.
And we were just doing like a special teams drill. Obviously I'm on special teams. I'm on everything. And you know, obviously with special teams, it don't matter if you're a running back, offense, defense, none of that matters. You in the drill, everybody gonna go against everybody.
Yeah.
And I remember before me, another fullback had went out in front of me, and he had to go block or whatever, protect somebody. And I'm next in line, I think, or I'm behind him, one person or so. And he go before me, man, and he's supposed to wait for somebody to come at him and block him, but he didn't wait. He went, and before the dude got off the ground, he just laid dude out, right? Smacked his ass, like, laid him out. I'm like, damn. So soon as he come back to the line, man, that's it, woke me up, and I'm like, listen, bro, when I go, do not hit me like that, please. Do not hit me like that, man. Because we was in the same running back room, man, and he ain't spared to do no mercy. So I said, yeah, for me, all right, you got to come with it. It don't matter offense, defense, none of that, man. You got to come with it, especially when I seen the way that dude hit him. So that was it for me, man. Training camp, first round.
Man, I'm sure you seen some dudes, though, like, you talk about running backs being, you know, you know, brolic and big, but like, I mean, you playing with some of those defensive ends and linebackers. I mean, was there a moment in practice, like where you see a dude get hit or in the game where you just kind of like, God damn, like I'm glad I stayed on this side.
Yeah. It's definitely like defense. But see,
maybe you want to, you're like, sometimes you'd be like, shit, I wish I'd have stuck. Right.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Cause we be getting our ass hit. So it's like, when I watch defense, it's like, damn, I want to do the hitting.
Right.
We be the ones that got to take the hit. So, but yeah, you definitely want to be on the good end of delivering some shit. Cause I done seen, you know, plenty. I mean, even my first, you know, crack out there, I was balling. And I think, you know, I'm 2 touchdowns first quarter. I get like maybe my 4th carry knocked out, you know, just took a big hit. So it's humbling, man. Put it that way. Like it's humbling. It was a safety from Kansas City, man. I don't know dude name. But I'm having the game of my life, right? I'm like, man, I'm finna go off. Next thing you know, you're in the locker room watching the game, like, what happened? Everything was just all good just an hour ago. Like, what happened?
So, concussion humbling, protocol.
Exactly. It's humbling. It's humbling, man.
What's something about being an NFL player that people on the outside, like myself and everyone else, don't really realize?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I never really thought about it, but I really haven't, because I'm so involved into the grind. So I don't really know what people, but okay, I got one for you. And it's probably, you know, people talk about it all the time, but I really believe that it is the case. But like, what people really don't believe, and I think it's the money. I think when people on the outside looking in see numbers, they associate those numbers automatically to your bank account. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think they think about, for the most part, taxes. I don't think they think about your spending, right? Like you living your life, you got a kid. So I think they automatically associate whatever they go online and see, you know, to your bank account and to what you got, what you making. I think that's the biggest thing, probably, for sure. One of them.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Have you ever seen like a dude like just going like, or a teammate just going through it, like something like you, every time he got family coming in, he got, you know what I'm saying? Like that's so much pressure, right?
I've seen it all. I've been on the other side of, you know, dudes reaching out that I play with still, you know, as recent as this past year. You know, needing help, needing a loan. You know what I mean? It's you know, it's real. Guys, you know, guys don't take care of their money, and when you in it, you're not really thinking about it, man. You just living, you just spending. You know, but it's unfortunate. You know, and I know for me that all that do is just make me hold on a little tighter, honestly. You know, because I would just hate to be that guy. I would hate to be that guy that was in that situation and was living good, and then now gotta, you know, reach out.
Was it something that you learned early on, you think, to be able to take care of your money like that? Or did you have somebody there for you already to kind of guide
you? I think for the most part, I've always kept good people around me. Like I've always had, you know, a good foundation around me. I can honestly say that. But at the same time, I think I've also just always been observant of, you know, what to do and what not to do. Like, you know, I just think I've just learned also over the years, and I've been fortunate to continue to play at a high level so that I can continue to make money, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Right. If I didn't do that, then who knows what it would look like if I was done after a year or two or three. So I've also been able to make money and also learn at the same time with it.
And because you talk about, I mean, the career in NFL is what, I mean, on average, like 2.5 years or 2 years, maybe even less than that. So you passed that, right? I mean, you, like you said, year 9, How much longer do you got? I mean, especially for like a running back, like you getting hit like that. I mean, you're thinking about your body. You want to spend time with your kids. Does that ever come into play? I mean, I know that's a lot to think about.
Definitely come into play. You know, we clowned about, you know, the concussions earlier, you know, all that information coming out now. But I feel good. I know I'm going back at it for another year, and
yeah.
I guess I'm at that point where, you know, a year from now, I see how I feel after next year and kind of make the decision based on that. But right now I feel good, and I'm going to play as long as I feel I can give something to the game, you know, and contribute and be a part of winning.
Absolutely. You got to squeeze it all out. Get it all out you. I mean, because if not, you don't want to regret that for sure.
Got to.
What's the craziest, if it could be basketball or football, SU basketball or football game you've been to or have watched on TV?
Shoot, the craziest.
I mean, your most memorable one. I guess we could say that, right?
Bro, I gotta say, dang, so now you put me on the spot, because now I just thought of one and you were part of it.
You could have multiple ones too. You know what I mean? Oh,
okay. So one come to mind, I think it was a record setting day. At the Dome, I think we played. Did we play? What was it? UConn? Is UConn the UConn game one of the still?
Nah. So what? It was at the Dome, record setting. Was it with Duke?
This was back in the day, though.
Yeah, back in the day.
It might have been even before you. So, but we might have broke the record again.
Was it GMAC?
It might have been GMAC. Villanova.
That my freshman year, we broke the record like 34,000 or something like that. Villanova.
It might have been that day. I believe I was there for that. Just remember it just being packed. And then, but games was definitely Big East tournament.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the game was over the minute your ass stood on the scores table, right?
Yeah.
Thinking it's a wrap. And then, but then we talk about court, whatever, overtime later. And I was down in college. So I remember that. And then obviously 03. I remember walking outside, like right after the game was over, I felt like the streets was empty. It was snowing back in Syracuse. I walked from a homeboy house home. We in the middle of the road, we dancing, I never forget that. So definitely them two games for sure.
And on campus, it definitely wasn't empty though.
I that's where I should have went.
Yeah.
I was 12. I was 13, but that's where I should have went.
You was good. That's the fact. What's your when you either when you come back or when you were growing up, because probably some of the places aren't around anymore, some of your favorite places to eat when in Cuse?
It's easy, man. Rong Chang is a Chinese spot over in the valley.
Okay, yeah.
I gotta go with Robbie T. Robbie T's I grew up. Robbie T, me and his son grew up from kindergarten probably. And so, I've eaten that all my life. So Robbie T pizza, and then Gannon's. Gannon's is
ice cream.
Yeah, man. But I love food back home, man. I really do like it. And especially when I get to traveling or playing on a different team and being in different cities. When I go back home, I appreciate like the foundation of food that I rock with. Yeah, so them spots, just a few. Wow, what's yours? I want to hear yours.
Yo, bro, yesterday I had Las Delicias. I don't know if you know Las Delicias on Westcott, Dominican food. Like, oh my God. Like it took me back. I ate it and it took me back to when Nut, you remember Nut?
Yeah.
When Nut used to take me there and I used to get the stew steak. All right, it took me back to then right away when I ate it, bro. And then
next to the Pager spot?
It's right on Westcott. Yeah, it is.
Next to the cell phone spot.
Yeah, it might have changed a little bit, but yeah, that's okay. And then man, I'm a big Alto Cinco fan.
What's that?
Mexican spot right on Westcott. It's right a couple stores down from Las Delicias. And I don't know if you remember, they don't have it there anymore, but on Salina it used to be Thomas Kitchen.
Of course. Right there on Colvin.
Yeah, Colvin and Solana. Yeah, right, man. And, bro, that was my joint
right there. For breakfast?
I mean, it didn't matter, bro. You could have went there any time of the day.
That was it.
You know what I mean? That was it. I was upset when they closed down. What? So all the traveling that you do, you know, going to games and all that, and just in general, what would be your top restaurant that you've been to? Like, you a steak guy?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess top steakhouse that you've been to. I mean, it's...
Top steakhouse?
I've been to some nice ones.
There was this... I don't even know the name of one of them that I've been to. There was this real, real good one in London that Todd Gurley had took me to. I don't know the name of it, but this... I'm talking top notch, though, like this. The tap water was good. Like, I don't even know what to talk. But I would say around here, like Mastro's, you mess with Mastro's. There's Mastro's in Fort Lauderdale. They got one in LA. Mastro's is solid. Get the bone in ribeye. Finish that off with some butter cake. Come on.
Francesca's too is another spot I like out here. Francesca's.
See, everybody keeps telling me about Francesca's. When I go back home.
Yeah, when you come back next time, that's what it's gonna be. Because they got some fire butter cake too.
They got butter cake there?
Yes. Yeah, they got some
fire. That'll do it.
So it's on, you know. This is a tough one right here, bro. Well, nah, it's not really tough, but this is for your favorite. It doesn't have to be the best of all time, but your favorite. So your top five favorite hoopers to come through the Qs.
Through SU?
Yeah, so it's your favorite. You know what I mean? It ain't got to be the best. You know what I mean? It's your personal favorite, your five.
Personal favorite. Okay. Right. Dang. So I got to go with Billy E.
Tough.
That was my guy. Louis McCroskey was that was my guy too.
Okay, Louis was tough, man. Bronx.
Johnny up there.
Gotta be.
Mello.
Yeah, that's four.
I'm gonna go. I know. And I'm gonna go with you though.
I was just waiting.
But look though, only reason why it's hard because I think if me and you didn't have a relationship that we had, I probably would easily say that. So I gotta put that aside in Rockwood because you was a dog.
I appreciate that. I was waiting. I'm like, fuck, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm waiting.
Nah, you was that guy.
My man. Yeah. So, bro, all the experiences you've been through, I mean, you've dealt with a lot. Like, you know, you've been injured. You know, you've been the man. You know, you won games, you lost games at the highest level. What's your one piece of advice for these kids growing up now? You know, that you give them that want to be, you know, college athletes and pro athletes?
I don't know. It's just all them things you just mentioned. Like, stay humble, but put the work in. And like, I say that because I've been humbled by situations. Like, I feel like it began growing up in Syracuse, right? Like that, I was, you know, I just, it was home, but it was all I knew, but I wanted to, you know, get outside of that, right? I wanted to see more than that. So that's why I grind. And then, you know, you make it to the league and you get hurt. And again, humbled by that, right? Not able to play, can't contribute. Am I as good as I, you know? So, man, I just think just staying humble, man, and just working. Like, nothing gets done without the work. Nothing at all, and it don't matter what you want or what you want to accomplish. The work gotta get done. So that's all I would say, man. Stay humble. Ups or downs, highs, lows, it don't matter. Stay humble through it all, and just keep working in the process.
And what's the one thing that really kept you on track, bro? Like when you did get hurt and you did have those thoughts going through your head, wondering if I'd be able to come back the same. What really kept you on track and gave you that balance?
Man, I guess I just didn't look at it as any other, like, you know, just the fear of just, you know, not coming back, fear of failing, the fear of, you know, like what the other side looked like, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
You know, just, that was it, you know. And again, I had a, you know, I got, you know, great people around me, you know what I mean? My mom is, you know, outstanding, you know, just friends, family, like, people that pray for me, you know, I won't even discount any of them, but, you know, for me, but I've always, you know, just, you know, failure, losing, that was, you know, that haunted me in a way. So, so that's what kept me going. Yeah.
No, that's powerful too, because the fear could either make you stagnant to where you're almost like paralyzed and just letting those thoughts consume you, or you could let it motivate you to push through and be like, nah, I ain't gonna be in this position. I'm gonna get out of it, and I'm gonna make sure I get back. And that's what I think that was a great thing for kids to know, right? Like, it's okay to be scared, but do something about it. Don't let it stagnate you.
Definitely. And we all gonna go through something, man. We all might have an injury. You've seen it. Guys may get hurt, may not bounce back. Right? I think we've all seen it, man. And it's all about how you respond. That's it. And like you say, so yeah, you could definitely go one way or the other. So, man, make the decision to go the right way. That's it.
So I remember a while back, you went to I think Pelicans game when Melo was playing, right? In New Orleans, you were playing for the Saints at the time. And I know you and Melo met, chopped it up. What was that like? I don't know if that was your first time meeting Melo or not, but kind of what was that like? You know, you growing up, you watching him. He the hometown hero in the Q's.
Yeah.
And now you guys are sharing that professional, you know, athlete platform. What was that like, kind of chopping it up with him and just, you know, doing all that?
Yeah, it was just, you know, special. Like, you know, I met him back in 2002, you know, freshman. I was 12 years old. You know, obviously I knew Weave. So Weave, like, hey, you know, he telling, I don't know who I'm with, me and some other, we got this guy coming in, this freshman going to be pretty good. Well, okay. You know what I mean? We're going to look out. And so, and that was it, man. That year happened. And then, so from there, it was, you know, you couldn't tell me, you can't tell me shit about Melo. That's just how it is. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, he obviously the best to come through there. I say he the best in the league, all that. That's just how I feel. But that's more so Q's love, you know what I mean? And so when I met him, man, that's all it was. You talking about a dude who, you know, I looked up to just growing up, changed, you know, motivated me for the hometown. So it was love, man, much appreciated. You know, always will be, for sure.
And last question, bro, I'll get you up out of here. I know you give back a lot, especially in the Q's. I know you and Mike Hart, you guys went to the same high school, Onondaga Central. You do your guys' thing every summer. You know, talk about some of those things you have done, and maybe some things that you have coming up, and kind of what motivates you to give back.
So I first got involved. Well, Mike started doing the camp when I was still in college, still at UCF. And, you know, him, Tyvon, and Jolon had all went on to the league. And so I would come back, man, and help out, volunteer. And, you know, fast forward and got the opportunity and playing in the league to join arms. And me and Mike created a foundation. So it's just been good, man. We want to bring the camp back. We obviously was doing the football camps. You know, we did a piece of donation. We'll give school supplies. We donated. We donated some equipment to football, I think, just recently, or football squad recently, earlier in the fall. Upcoming, I want to definitely try and get a coat drive of some sort going, or at least for next winter. I want to bring the football camp back. I want to see if we can try and pull that off. So, but just motivated by giving kids an opportunity or just motivating them, inspiring them, you know, to you know, want to do more, want to be more, man. I think that's what it's about. You know, again, my interactions that I had with some of the guys from Syracuse, even that motivated me, man. That inspired me. I wanted to be where they were at, and you know, and I'm here, so I want to give that same experience to any of those kids.
Yeah, that's the mindset to have, especially with the platform that, you know, you have. You're able to reach a little bit more and get some more people involved. So that's big time right there, Tay. I appreciate you, bro, coming on, man. It's you know, it's nothing but love over here. So anytime, hopefully again, man.
Appreciate you, man.